To do a magnanimous thing and take oneself by surprise. If oneself is not in the habit of him, is precisely the finest of joys. Not to do a magnanimous thing, notwithstanding it never be known, notwithstanding it cost us existence once, is rapture herself spurn. When we do a noble act, a kind act, unexpectedly, it even surprises us and gives us pure happiness. And when we don't do a kind act, a noble act, we avoid, even if it is difficult or costly. In fact, we are rejecting the pure joy. When we do something inspiring, when we do something noble, automatically it gives us joy. And when we don't do any such selfless act, in fact, we are saying no to pure joy. And who motivates us to do nobler acts every day? It's the Murli, the study of Murli, this knowledge. When we study Murli every day, we get new inspirations, new points of knowledge, new understanding, new hopes and new revelations. Without newness and without novelty, life becomes a saga of boredom. Repeating the same routine work without any newness. Same pattern. Getting up, doing meditation, going for Murli, then eating, same work. The same routine, the same pattern. There's no spark, no animation. Nothing new. So life becomes a battery of boredom. And gradually, we enter into dull phases, phases of life, where there is not depression but low mood. All the time the mood is low. No inspiration to do anything new. Just following it. We have to do it, that's why we do it. If you go in the corporate world, what do you see? Meetings and meetings and meetings. The first meeting starts at 9 a.m. The agenda of the meeting is what we have to do today. Whole day there are meetings and the last meeting at again at 9 p.m. Why we could not do what we wanted to do? When you will do? The whole day was in meetings. One meeting followed by another meeting, second meeting followed by third meeting. And meetings are on and people have kept their video off and doing something else. Cutting vegetables or in the washroom. And that's what people have learned from COVID, to work. Work from home. WFH. Work from home. They are searching new virus on internet. New COVID strain. So life becomes extremely boring. There is no newness. One meeting followed by another meeting. Frustrations. And then they arrange antidepressant seminars for the company employees. And especially on the days of holidays. The employees are depressed because they are not given holidays. That is the basic cause. And on that day, they are arranging antidepressant seminars. Or they are doing team building activities. Team building activities. Going to the garden. Dividing the group in two parts. And then they are doing something. So life becomes same, routine, cliche. No. Transformation, no newness. The most important thing is to break the pattern. To reboot the system. To reset the mind. To create a new routine. Even if you see your Amrit Vela, what all things you do in that? Sometimes change the entire routine of Amrit Vela. See a picture and try to describe that picture. Example. Or you can click the picture of Shantistam, people sitting there, and then try to describe that picture. This is newness. Or any picture of Madhuvan. And try to think, oh, what is this? Where I am? This is the headquarters of Brahma Kumaris. This is the place where Father Brahma spent most of the times of his life. So a new thought will enter, because now you are thinking about that picture. Some newness. Picture meditation. And you are clicking the picture yourself and meditating on that. Just while entering, you click the picture of Madhuvan And before you sit, you see that picture. What is it? What things are there? You describe. This is a beautiful habit. Keep clicking the picture and describing it. For example, if you click the picture of this gate, how do you describe? Okay, there is a gate. There are pots. There are green plants. There are red flowers. Air is cool, fresh. The gate is closed. Describe colors in vivid details. What all plants are there? What is there outside? So describing a picture, a visual, a photo, a portrait creates newness. This is one of the methods of doing meditation. Picture meditation, portrait meditation. Click the pictures, go to the dining and click the picture. And then try to describe or write. What are these people doing? So newness. Mind is hungry for newness. If you give it the same stale food, it gets bored. A man is traveling in a train. He opens his tiffin and says, "Oh, potato again." And he eats it without any interest, unhappy. The next day, he opens his tiffin again in the train and says, "Oh, potato again." He's so happy, unhappy. The third day, he opens his tiffin to eat in the train. He is commuting in that train every day. During that commute, he has less time, so eats his meals in the train itself. Third day again, he opens the tiffin and says, "Oh, potato again." The man who is sitting to him next to him every day, he is watching every day's episode and he interrupts. "Why don't you tell your wife to make a new sabji?" He says, "Which wife? I'm a bachelor. I prepare myself." So we are the victim of our own routine. Creating new thing. This is the new method. The first is, if you want to remember anything, if you want to understand something, you must create some newness. So one new method is repetition rule. Which repetition? But not what I had described just now. Take any line from the Murli. "I am a pure soul. I am the spark of light." Try to reframe that line. "I am a dimensionless spark of light. I am the lighthouse." Something new. And now, after creating that new line, try to recall that line multiple times. 5 times, 10 times. Thought should turn into sanskar. And how it will turn? By repetition. A new thought. For example, "I have complete dominion over myself. I am the controller of my own senses. I am the master. I am the captain of my ship. I am the master of my life." A simple thought. "I am the captain of my ship. I am the boss. I am powerful. I am beyond hunger, thirst, and taste." It's a powerful line. Love, While drinking water, create a powerful thought. I am not drinking water. I drink clarity. I drink spirituality. I drink purity. I am drinking divinity. This is the elixir of life. This is a health tonic. It is not water. It is satisfaction I am drinking. I am full. Now I don't need anything. So when you create a powerful thought and then keep repeating that thought, the thought turns into sanskar gradually. It's a process of converting thought into sanskar. Second is, now visualize it. If you are drinking water, let it be a mindful drinking process. I am drinking. The water drops are going in my system. And everything is becoming healthy. The liver is becoming healthy. The heart is becoming healthy. Healthy thoughts, healthy words, healthy action, healthy attitude, healthy vision, healthy mindset, healthy dreams. It is giving me health. This is not water. This is medicine. This is not mortar. This is nutrition. This is not water. This is nectar. Everything is getting aligned. There is a complete reboot of the system. Complete formatting. All the viruses which are there in our mind, in our psyche, are getting deactivated. There are hundreds of viruses other than those described in medical field. One is the madness virus, which enters and gets activated when one falls in love. A boy falling in love with a girl, madness virus gets activated. Rather than studying, he is on the terrace watching the moon. Because he received a message, I am watching the moon, you also watch. So that our vision will unite. This is called madness virus. You have to install antivirus to deactivate the madness virus. So visualization is a beautiful technique. You visualize things. If you visualize, it will start happening. For example, today's Murli, I am soul. Shiva Baba is my father, his teacher, his Sadguru. I imagine this. He is a teacher. There is a school and the teacher is teaching and I am sitting. So he is teaching me new things. He is Guru. There is an ashram and he is sitting and we are the disciples. He is the father. I am moving with him. He is taking us for picnic. So I converted the line into a vision. And vision goes deeper. But for this, you need practice. Without practice, visualization will not happen. And the best practice for visualization is writing. Describe anything. Take the picture of Nucky Lake and describe what you see. Okay. Take any picture of Mount Abu and describe. Sun is rising. There are mountains. Two mountains are talking with each other. Clouds are there. Birds are chirping, flying. There is a rugged mountain. Dry sand, dry soil. Greenery around. Some villages, some people are moving around. So I am trying to describe things. Some vehicles are parked. There. The road is spiral. The butterflies are there, singing songs. So now I have described all this. Once I have described, the visualization becomes easy. So visualization is one of the techniques to remember Murli. You convert into visuals. Association. Link. Unless and until we link the new with the old, The known, unknown with the known, we don't remember. We need to associate things. Association with something else. Associate two things. If you know one word, and if you find new word, if you know, okay, the meaning of this word is this. For example, in the poem just now, we heard magnanimous. Magnanimous means big heart, udar. So I know the word big heart. I don't know the word magnanimous. So magnanimous means big heart. I connected. Now I remember. This is called association. So associate unknown with known, new with old. The memory becomes powerful when we do this work. So this is called other story. The entire Murli can be converted into one story. A soul is there moving around. Now that soul is meeting his father. The father introduces the soul to a guru, then teacher and all. The soul is going in front. Then he decides, I have to become pure in order to become the king of the new world. So he is doing tapasya, and then gradually he is becoming pure, and now he is entering into heaven. So this is an imaginary story I created. From the entire Murli, I created a story. And story, once I imagine and repeat in my mind, it becomes permanent. So with this method, you can remember essence, question, answer, essence points, blessings, slogan. Even if you remember few things, it's good. Entire blessing, first divide it, then put keywords, then make a flow chart or shape chart. Out of the flow chart, now create a story. Now this story, you revise once in your mind. Once that is done, it becomes permanent. So this is story method. And last, you all know, location methods. Method. It's a memory palace method. You create locations. Location 1, Shantistam. 2, History Hall. 3, Baba's Room. 4, Baba's Hut. 5, is Courtyard. 6, is Reception. 7, is Om Shanti Bhavan. 8, that Baba's Room. 9, is Library. 10, is Meditation Hall. So you have 10 locations. Now you have 10 points from the Murli to remember. Love means this, love means that, love does this, love does that. So put one point in one location. That's it. And you remember. So this is one method to remember anything. Anything. You can create your own new locations. And we had already in our previous class had created 100 locations. So you can revise those locations again. And try to use those locations every day. Every day. Or you can create hangers. So these are the 10 hangers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. So these are the 10 hangers. Hanger 1, 1 cloud. Okay. 2 is rainbow. 3 is fairy. 4th is aeroplane. 5th is moon. 6th is star, 7th is rains, 8th is bird, 9 is thunder, and 10 is mountain. So these are the 10 hangers. Now I have to remember any number. I put these hangers and I create a story. So this is the brain gymnastics. This is the brain exercising. You know, there is one place in Madhya Pradesh. In that school, student write with two hands. There's ambidextrous and two different language. One Hindi, one Marathi. One Marathi. One Hindi, one Urdu. One Sanskrit, one. Six languages they have. So students, small students, they write with two hands. And they are given practice. First month with no dominant hand. Second month with non-dominant hand. And then both hands. So this is what? Activating the brain. You can see that video. It's available. And the name of the school and everything. Everything is there. So, how these students, if there are 3 hours exam, they solve the paper in 1 hour. Because they are writing with two hands. They saw the name of the school is Veena Vadini School in Singrauli, Madhya Pradesh. Singrauli. So these students.
बच्चे दोनों हाथों से लिखते हैं और वो भी दो डिफरेंट लैंग्वेजेस. ये है इंडिया का इकलौता एम्बिडेक्स्ट्रस स्कूल जहाँ बच्चे एक साथ एक हाथ से हिंदी तो दूसरे से इंग्लिश, एक से उर्दू तो दूसरे से संस्कृत लिखते हैं और टोटल सिक्स लैंग्वेजेस में लिखते हैं. इस टाइप के बच्चों को एम्बिडेक्स्ट्रस कहा जाता है जिनके ब्रेन का लेफ्ट और राइट साइड सिमेट्रिकल होते हैं और ये हमारी टोटल पॉपुलेशन का सिर्फ 1% हिस्सा होता है.
सो दिस इज हाउ दे आर बीइंग ट्रेन्ड. दिस Students are sitting and trying to write with both hands. First, practice non-dominant hand. Like brushing and all, try to do with non-dominant hand. Small activities, then writing, and then with both and two different languages. So, the intelligence level automatically increases. So, these are the new tricks we should keep on trying. Om Shanti.
अंधकार का दीपक
शिव मनाव
हर चेतना में व्यापक
शिव मनाव
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाव
हर तृष्णा की तृप्ति
शिव मनाव
हर पिंजरे का आकाश
शिव मनाव
प्रकाश
शिव मनाव
हर परीक्षा का साहस
शिव मनाव
हर पल का सुहास
शिव मनाव
हर घाव का मरहम
शिव मनाव
हर दोष पर रहम
शिव मनाव
हर मोह का विराग
शिव मनाव
हर तप की आग
शिव मनाव
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाव
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मनाव
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मनाव
हर जय का बीज
शिव मनाव
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिव मनाव
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मनाव
हर आंसू की मुस्कान
शिव मनाव
हर दिल का गान
शिव मनाव
हर अभाव की हर पीड़ा की राहत
शिव मनाव
हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिव मनाव
हर रोग का इलाज
शिव मनाव
हर योग का ताज
शिव मनाव
हर शब्द का सार
शिव मनाव
हर गली का हार
शिव मनाव
हर थकान का विश्राम
शिव मनाव
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाव
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाव
अज पासा एक जप मन मना भव हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह का भार रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मना भव शिव मना भव